The Homer City Council's regular meeting was canceled yesterday afternoon after three council members refused to attend over a mayoral proclamation. The proclamation celebrated the LGBTQ community in Homer and declared June as Homer Pride Month. Despite the pushback, a crowd of about 80 Homer residents gathered outside of Homer City Hall to hear Mayor Brian Zack read the declaration. Residents and other members of the council condemned the three local representatives' decision. The council members say they pulled out of the meeting not because they take issue with the gay community, but because they say the proclamation was divisive. KBBI's Renee Gross has more.
Mayor Brian Zack read the proclamation to a crowd of about 80 Homer residents outside of City Hall Monday evening. The City Council's regularly scheduled meeting was canceled after council members Heath Smith, Tom Struzas, and Shelley Erickson refused to attend because they said Mayor Zack's decision to declare June Homer Pride Month was divisive. But Zack said it was important to recognize the diverse LGBTQ population.
Cities, employees, visitors, and business owners within the city of Homer who contribute to the enrichment of our city are a part of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and gender community.
The proclamation drew both criticism and support on both sides of the political spectrum. City Clerk Melissa Jacobson says over 170 emails, both for and against the declaration, poured into the clerk's office Monday. Several of those emails were also addressed to council members and the mayor. Jacobson says roughly 65 were duplicates from Alaska Right to Life, an Anchorage-based pro-life group. A similar number came in supporting Zack's recognition, and roughly 45 emails opposed the move. The three council members who pulled out of the meeting say the proclamation contained remnants of a resolution from 2017 that was the basis for a divisive recall against three council members. Councilmember Smith says he didn't attend Monday's meeting to make a statement.
If we want to talk about true diversity, then we need to take into account the fact that we have a broad and deep base of people within our community that may not agree with that belief system.
Others on the council, like Rachel Lord, say groups outside of the community, like Alaska Right to Life, influenced the council members' decision. Lord added that she received several emails from groups in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau, among other places.
We are all representing Homer, and, you know, I don't want to speak to their personal beliefs or their personal feelings, but they were certainly influenced enough by outside folks and to not even come and to kind of sabotage the meeting to not happening, and I think that that's irresponsible at best.
Alaska Right to Life touted the three council members' decision on Facebook. Pat Martin is the head of outreach for the pro-life nonprofit. Martin says Ketchumak Bay Family Planning Clinic, which helped to organize Homer's upcoming Pride March later this month, is trying to benefit off the proclamation.
Greater support for Gay Pride Month means greater turnout, greater support for Ketchumak Bay Family Planning Clinic's fundraising event at the end of the Gay Pride Parade.
Alaska Right to Life also called the proclamation pro-abortion and anti-family because of its connection to the Family Planning Clinic.
I have no clue where they feel that there's a correlation between abortion and pride.
Catriona Reynolds is the executive director of Ketchumak Bay Family Planning Clinic. She says the organization offers a multitude of health services, including referrals to providers who provide abortion services. But Reynolds adds that the fundraiser is aimed at raising money for the clinic and its programming, and that it's not specifically related to its abortion referral services. Still, some council members who refused to attend Monday's meeting say they did take emails from outside of the community into account. Councilmember Struzas says he did factor comments from both inside and outside of the community into his decision to not attend the meeting.
And the reason for it was easy. If someone took the time to send an email, then that was in a negative tone, then obviously they were against the recognition.
The city has not rescheduled Monday's meeting. The city council is scheduled to meet again on June 25th. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.